It is under the light as we start to think about European football again. It's Ian, Ryan, Phil, Blundell, Greece, Mealy, Ian, Salmon. It's Sparta Prague for the Reds on Thursday. We will get stuck into that shortly, but we'll do a little bit of wider LFC chat as well, E. And I think Liverpool definitely get to restart their European campaign on the back of a really, really important win at the weekend.
Absolutely massive. It was the first point of the season where I thought it wasn't going to come off for us. Yeah, which is a fairly reasonable thing to think when you're 97 minutes into a game of football, that probably isn't going to come off. But we just manage another stroke of absolute genius, a stroke of absolute beauty that brings us back into the game from two players doing things that there's a move that nobody else on the pitch is seeing happening. It's just it's stupidly good. I think it's not only a case of that keeping up momentum. I think a 1-0, 2-0 win keeps up momentum. That at the end of the Forest game increases momentum. It's yet another, we can do this, you know. No matter what you think is against us, we can do anything we want.
Phil, the fume. The fume. I mean, it's important to say we are recording this quite early on in the week. I think the free show's probably only just dropped in the last hour or so. I can't quite believe the fallout, the hoo-ha after it. It's absolutely wild what's going on in those last, what are we, 48 hours.
The best thing for me is that on that, I watched that inside Anfield, or not inside Anfield, inside whatever you want to call it, Forest, or suppose they called it something like that. They'd be a bit lost. There'd be not a lot going on inside Anfield at 3 o'clock on Saturday, would there? But when the final whistle goes, you see the referee in the background of all the Liverpool players, you see some Forest players, none of them go near the referee. So they're clearly not that bothered about it in the there and then. They weren't thinking, I'll tell you what, the referee's cost us. Do you know why? Because he didn't. Right, it changed where the ball was for a minute, but it was a minute and 50 seconds.
In the same way, the Forest fans aren't yelling, that ball should have been a drop ball.
Like, you see it all videos from like the Forest fans, and they're like, none of them are like, I'll tell you what, hang on, he's hanging that ball up to the back post, but the ball should be up that end of the pitch because we should have had the ball. It's just manufactured nonsense, really, isn't it? It starts off, you know, with Clattenburg's nonsense when he should just carry on gladiators instead of this, whatever role this is. I don't really understand what he's doing. But
he's
just
feels, granny.
It's a great blag for him, fair play to him. It's more that I don't really understand what they're doing, paying him money for this, because he's basically, he couldn't get in the referee's room, could he? So like, he got blocked from getting in the referee's room. He's basically gone in the mix zone and had a conversation. They could pay someone way less money to do that, surely. It's not like he's an actual referee who's like doing this, that and the other, is he? But the fume's just been, it's just been ridiculous. It's like people need an excuse for conceding a last-minute winner instead of just going, yeah, we probably should have just defended a bit better.